Made it. WTF.
First episode of Being Geeks. We're not exactly gonna talk about anything in this episode. We're just gonna introduce what we're gonna do in general for the first few 10-15 minutes. Then we're gonna talk about general stuff that happened lately in film, music, gaming, whatever. Right, Nazim? You do the sections and explain.
Okay, hi, this is Mazen.
We actually didn't introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
That's funny. Alright.
This is actually, we actually didn't introduce ourselves.
We introduced the KFPM.
Okay. Well, I'm Mazen, and this is Tuajri with me.
This is Tuajri, hello. Anyway, it doesn't matter if we introduce ourselves or not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, anyway. What we have planned for our podcast is for our weeklies, we'll have the general topic, the topic of the week, and remember. The general, which will be what we usually talk about, so the random, stupid, or interesting, however you want to look at it, stuff that we speak of. Topic of the week, every week we'll choose a different topic, it's basically obvious. Remember is we will take, old games, TV shows, movies, talk about them, remembering the past, the good old days. And then we have the bi-monthly debate. I'm not sure exactly what we're doing in this.
I know, every 2 weeks or so, we're gonna introduce two clashing franchises against each other that have franchises at the end of each spectrum. Each fan of each franchise has defended the franchise, defend it and say why the other franchise is stupid, gay, whatever. Choose homo. You can choose whatever way call it, phrase you ever wanna. We call it call the other show, game, or film itself. The most obvious example for this that I used is Star Trek versus Star Wars. Of course, both suck, big balls. And I don't give a shit about it, but since all the people I know are for Star Wars, I have to choose Star Trek. And that's just a default example. I don't think we're gonna do a Star Wars versus Star Trek, because then people will kill me. That's it.
Anyway, and then we have our monthly issues, which will be the good and the bad. We look for whatever shit on the internet that everyone hates except for Justin Bieber, and try and find the good in it. We look at a video game that everyone hates, has bad reviews, and we try and get out the good stuff from it. Whether its graphics is good or it actually has a good story, but they didn't portray it right, stuff like that.
Not just games, movies, music, Friday. I will gladly defend Friday. I don't give a shit what people if they wake up, blackslash me, kill me.
You're an idiot.
I don't give a shit. I will defend Friday. Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. For your information, which seat will I choose? I will choose a front seat. Because I love front seats. Oh, yes.
And then we also have the person of the month. We choose a director or
video game designer,
or anyone who is involved with the music or gaming or movie industries, anything like that. And we look at their what they have contributed and see what they have what they have done that for the world, what made them interesting, what, you know, their ideals and that, if it showed or, you know. And I think that's all with what we have planned up to now. Anyway, Twitch wants to say something.
I always want to say something. I never shut up. Anyway. No, but no, this is the sections that we proposed in the beginning of the podcast. We may delete them in the future. Maybe if people hated the thing that people hate on the internet. No, actually, no. The thing that they hate on the internet, we defend it, the good and the bad. We will not delete that. It would be hilarious and people want to see people's reaction to it. Maybe we'll delete topic of the month, add something. Maybe if we have enough fans, if we actually release this, please show this podcast to everybody. We want to have fans. We want to do something that's other than just going to university and be miserable for the rest of, for four years, and all that. Maybe we'll add sections, remove sections, and all that in general. We're just in the beta testing, and hopefully in the future when we get more fans, we actually get enough money. Not from you, obviously. No. We're not gonna be sellouts. And hopefully, do you know what was gonna happen? We're gonna sell out to Mobile or STC or something, and we're gonna get the money, and I'm gonna eat my words because of saying that, because of sell out to Mobile. Yeah, Mobile, STC, please buy us. Our ass is ready for you.
Oh God. Well, actually, I don't really mind being a sellout. I mean, at this point in my life, I'm not gonna get any pay, man. How am I gonna survive? I need money. I will do anything for it except sell my ass.
What about sucking your dick?
I would probably give a blowjob.
Yeah, that's sucking other people's dick.
Yeah, I would probably give a blowjob.
Actually, we're on our way to not being sponsored by Mobile STC. You know, ass dick. You don't like these terms. You like that's why I like not being sellouts, because if people sponsor us, they want to control what they say and say, oh, we want to gear towards gamers because those are the younger people. We don't want to talk about movies and music because nobody gives a shit about movies. Everybody gives a shit about games. I want to do the podcast about what we want to talk about and be assholes in the process, make fun of people. I'm a Kusmanji. I'm from Kusim. This is in my blood. I make fun of people. I hate everybody. It's okay.
And everybody hates you.
What?
And everybody hates you.
Well, I don't mind. I love the hate. I live off of hate. Okay. If we actually release this, people don't take this. I'm joking. Don't hate me.
Trust me. I think so. You will be the least popular one out of all of us.
Nah, probably.
Right, guys. If so, please comment saying whether you like him or me better. I know you like me better. I'm the cosplayer of all moves. Okay. Yeah, no, they just like you better.
we're going to be the only people who are going to contribute to the podcast. Ahmed's going to be in it.
Yeah, true.
Hopefully we can add Ahmed is Ahmed Hussein, and he's our friend, but he's not here right now because he's busy playing LOL League of Legends, if nobody knows. When he comes back, we'll continue talking. For now, we'll just put in the introduction, pause, wait for Ahmed and continue talking about general shit like movies, games, and everything about that. Or actually, we'll get sick of Ahmed, waiting for Ahmed. Then me and Mazen talk, and then that's it. Hopefully we release this because I wanted to do something other than being miserable on KPPM and actually have fun in the process and get people to contribute, give us shit or praise for our work. Obviously 90% will give us shit, but hopefully praise. Alright, Mazen, any closing words? Before the introduction, obviously, not the podcast.
Please don't hate us. We are innocent, fragile little creatures who are already taking it up the ass by the university.
And Mobile Anesthesia.
And Mobile Anesthesia, exactly. My phone hasn't been getting connection for the past week. And the thing is, my subscription doesn't expire until 2014, and I have credit on it. Why the fuck am I not getting any signal, man? I've been getting before, dude. SCC, you fucking suck.
Editors note, do not listen to Mazin. STC, if you want to sponsor us, we will totally kick Mazin out of the podcast. Alright then, this is the introduction. Hopefully, maybe we'll continue this after 5 minutes where we actually think about it and I think this is not crazy. Bye-bye.
First, the general will be speaking about Assassin's Creed 3, our hopes for it, and stuff like that. Such as, to actually mention something about scenery. So let's see what he expects, what he hopes for Assassin's Creed 3's scenery and that.
Before we continue, I just want people to say, general will not be about discussions. About like games or speculation, we can add a section speculation like new game series or what will be the game about, how will be set in. But now, because there are no actually new news, there's only THQ closing down. It'll make me sad. But Mazin does not know shit about THQ, so that makes me sad as well. And then Mazin mentioned me that his brother told me that there is a press conference about Ubisoft. Is it Ubisoft? Because I remember people saying Ubisoft, not Ubisoft.
I think it's Ubisoft.
Fine, Ubisoft and Assassin's Creed 3. So you're like, as long as there's no new news or something in the sense that PS Vita is going to come out in after a month, we'll just talk about PS Vita when it comes out. There's actually no new shit. Do you know any new shit, Mazin?
Not really, except for the release of, what do they call that, Final Fantasy 13 2. Which I think that is not going to be great, because I didn't enjoy 13 1. But I can't wait for Versus. I mean, seriously, Sony, when are you going to release Versus? Anyway, let's just try... Square Enix, sorry. I got too used to it being PlayStation exclusive Final Fantasy, so I got too used to it being Sony. Anyway, let's not fall out of the Assassin's Creed topic. Let's get back to it.
I'm sorry, we have to fall out a little bit just because I don't want people to say it's just normal. General is supposed to be like talking about the new shit. Since there's really just no news at all, we can just, yeah, Mazin, you can go to, I think, a website, Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see what new news is there. Just go. While we'll talk about Assassin's Creed 3, see if there's any actual news, because I don't think movies or games or show. January is just a dead month for everything, right?
I think so. Yeah, because usually they don't. No one really expects anything except out of the CES in January. And CES is, it's electronic. It's nothing to do with gaming or movies or that. Back to Assassin's Creed 3. For me, my hopes of it is, come on, we want to play with Desmond. Desmond! I mean, seriously, he is most likely going to be the greatest assassin out of all of them. The thing that I want to know is, what the fuck, man? Why are you saying you're training him? He already said he's an ex-assassin. That means he was already trained. He already knows his way. Seriously. Anyway, let's get back to the settings and that. I mean, having it in the... out of the Animus and that would be great. I can't wait for him to fight against... Estergo is called, or what? The A company. It would be great to play with him again after the end of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, I think it was. The end of it, you played with Desmond Miles. Yeah, Brotherhood. When, spoiler alert for those who didn't play Brotherhood, at the end of it, you know, with the ending being, him stabbing the girl. I forgot her name. It's been a while since I played an Assassin's Creed, man. None of us can remember the girl's name. Anyway, just so we do not seem like we're out of the game so much, I'm just gonna hand it over, mic over to Ashiri and see what he thinks.
Anyways, I'm just open Rotten Tomatoes to see any new new movies. No, not exactly. There's the new movie about Daniel Radcliffe, you know, the Harry Potter guy. He's in a new movie. It's a pretty good movie. Got 62%. Hopefully, because in Saudi there's no cinema, so we can't see it. Anyways, Chronicle. A Chronicle, a found footage mockumentary about teenagers with superpowers, and he got 86%. Hopefully, when I go to Bahrain, what? Big Miracle? Oh, 69%. You dirty bastard. No, anyway, seriously, Chronicle. Hopefully, I'll watch that. That's new in movies, and I know I cut off people. And Johnny Depp is a vampire. Oh, I've seen his picture. Anyway, I'm sorry. We'll talk about the movies and the new shit that happens after I finish for my speculation in about Assassin's Creed 3. For me, I want Assassin's Creed 3 to be divided 50%, 50%. 50% focuses on Desmond. And his an Abstergo, right? Abstergo following him, Abstergo. And him we call going into the city. Not a big ass city, you know, like with buildings here. I want like a rural city. I don't want him to go like jumping from fucking Manhattan towers or something and then fucking die in the ground. I want him to like go into one of those cities that has tall buildings, but not really that tall. And it's let's say Philadelphia, like the capital. I forgot what was the capital of Philadelphia, but anyway. The place where they signed the independence or something. I don't know if I fucking know. Anyway,
Boston, I think.
Boston? All right, Boston is a good place. Anyway, Desmond, present 2012, dealing with Abstergo and the end of the world. The other 50%, I want to be set in Victorian England. I want that to because...
Ooh, that would be awesome, Victorian England.
Do you know why it would be awesome? Because of the fucking setting. Like, the clothes, the...
Steampunk.
Steampunk is... that's the thing. Assassin's Creed is always focused on reality, and they're in so... What?
If I do a Google search of steampunk, you'll see.
No, I love steampunk, but if steampunk is... the steampunk is not real, exactly. Steampunk is... that's the thing. Steampunk is just they imagined what if people, instead of advancing into the normal world with that, what if they advanced on weaponry and gadgets using steam? That's instead of advancing like we normally did. That's just a fictional setting. Victorian England will be amazing because of the settings, the houses, the conspiracies regarding the royal English family, and Jack the Ripper. What do you think, Mazen? Jack the Ripper. You want to meet Jack Ripper in Assassin's Creed 3 or not? Or you play as Jack the Ripper. But it turns out he's a good guy, but people are misunderstood in between quotes.
If Jack the Ripper turned out to actually be a good guy, and he was just portrayed as a bad guy thanks to... the Templar conspiracy and all that. It would be great. That's actually a good idea, man. Ubisoft, employ this guy after he graduates. He'll give you guys good ideas.
Yes, employ me. Give me 50,000 riyals per month. I demand it. And a house and a BMW.
Oh, seriously, I don't think you'll be getting that much, man.
What? When I was a kid in Saudi Arabia, they promised me the BMW when I graduate. Where is my BMW?
Yeah, that's if you marry your cousin first.
Oh, shit. Oh, my cousin is hot, so.
Wait. You actually think your cousin is hot? No, why not?
Hey, I'm not into little girls, Mazin.
Hey, I'm into 5 years at least difference. More than that, it's not acceptable.
5 years for you is 15 and teenagers, so. Nah, but I shouldn't talk like a spongy. I should like little girls and boys, but.
Yeah. That's exactly it. You're a spongy. There's this spongy guy who was 80 something that made a 13-year-old girl. You're gonna say I'm a pedo compared to that? Seriously, man?
Please, let's not go seriously because that subject hurts me. I fucking hate Gossian because of that old jackass. They cannot get hard instead of for 10 Viagras per minute. Fuck that old asshole. Anyway, let's just talk about Assassin's Creed 3 even more. I think we just finished speculating. Let's go to new news on Rotten Tomatoes. Yes, we steal our news from Rotten Tomatoes because we have nothing else to do. Awards, yeah, fuck that. Fuck the awards, by the way. I'm gonna talk about the awards when it releases. Fuck the Academy for not nominating the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and not for not nominating Drive for the best movies. Fuck you, Academy Awards. You're the... Screw you. I don't give a screw you. Reese... Alright, then, next news for Reese Witherspoon. She's hot, but nobody gives a shit. Well, yeah. Alright, then, just go down. No. I like the title of this news. The Last Exorcism joins Final Destination in the ironically titled horror franchise game. I actually like it. I like Final Destination 5. I'm like, what? What? It's supposed to... Never mind. It's like Final Fantasy. Anyway. And people leaving projects and nobody gives a shit about that. All the bad ones. Some of the Insidious Demons. The Saints. Whoa. Selena Gomez finds love when she notices that the sky is everywhere. Doesn't anyone? It's like one of those teen movies that's just gonna star in. Never mind. Go down. Go down to play in the. Yeah, actually, no way caught amazing news now. Oh, there is actually an amazing news. Do you like Akira? Mazin, I never heard about only. I never. No, wait. Before you get all excited, I never seen Akira, but I hear people love it. So, what's your opinion on Akira?
Okay, first of all, it's a 1980 movie with some gruesome shit, disturbing shit at the end of the movie.
Don't describe the movie. People didn't watch Akira that much. Just say what's your opinion on it and how big is it? I know it's really big in the anime area.
Okay, yeah. It's like one of the... I was going to say top 5, but it's kind of hard to say top 5. So I'll just say top 10 anime movies of all time. And what I heard that they're going to put that High School Musical guy in it.
Don't get caught up on me yet. That's the good news. I'll tell you the good news. Just continue describing Akira how big it is in the anime community. Because for me, I give a rat's ass about the anime.
Okay, if you want to see exactly how big it is in the anime world,
just tell me because I know how big it is in the anime world. I'm talking about here in KVPM. How big? The people you know, how good is it?
Okay. I first heard of Akira 10 years ago. Look, right now I'm attending a university called KFUPM. 10 years ago, or a bit more than 10 years ago, one of my brothers was attending this university. Around the time I was in, like, what, third grade, something like that. Anyway... He introduced me to Akira and all the Miyazaki films and all that. And that shows how big Akira is. I mean, during that time when Saudi Arabia basically had shit internet. Didn't have that much connection to the outside world for the general public. Everyone knew about there was a lot of people knew about Akira within KFUPM. My brother used to get together with a group of friends and then watch the movie every so often and that. And they loved it. And I as well, I love it. I consider it to be one of the greatest works ever. But there's one shit thing I heard.
I know what you mean. You heard about the Warner Brothers is going to make a movie about Akira that's going to star white people, as we call Akira, and they're going to star not in Japan, but in the US. Am I correct?
Yeah, I heard that, but wait. Wait. I have to say this, man. Come on. Seriously, what are you guys thinking, Hollywood? Starring, putting Zach motherfucking Efron as Tetsuya Nomura. Not Tetsuya Nomura. His name is Tetsuya. I forgot what his family name is. Anyway, as Tetsuya. How the fuck is he gonna do that mentally fucked up guy? He's not that good of an actor, people. Come on, seriously.
Just for a record, I like Zac Efron. I don't like him because of High School Musical. I liked him because of, what was the name of the movie again? I forgot what was the name of the movie, but he showed me that he actually was a good actor. And unlike the Twilight people, because I saw them in other movies, and turns out they suck as well.
Wait, you watched Twilight?
No, I watched what we call Twilight Stars in other movies. And I want to see them like, oh, are they good? Were they actually good actors but cut up just to be famous? Like Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens. And let's add Ashley Tisdale for that. For them, for me, they're actually good. I saw them in other projects and all that. They're actually good actors, but they went there to like, oh, we want to be famous. And in between the teen community. So I get that they would want to be famous. At least you're good in other projects. Unlike the Twilight Stars, I saw Abduction. I only saw that first half of it. I walked out at the first 20, 30 minutes. It was a shit movie. Fuck that Taylor dude in Twilight. Screw him. That's my other thing. Remember how you got upset about Akira being made in the movie? It got cancelled. Let's see. I see Mazen's reaction. He's reaching to his hand to his pants. He is moving his hands in his pants furiously. His face is very, very, very disturbing. I will move away. Actually, no, I'm joking. But I can actually see the happiness in Mazen's face. Do you like to comment, Mazen?
Thank you, God. Thank you for canceling it.
Okay, Mazen had his period, and he's going crazy mentally on us. Anyway, for people actually, don't pause it. I think we got people actually paused it a long time ago. Are like, what the fuck are they talking about? What were they smoking? Anyway,
smoking camel bitches.
Never mind. Anyway, now but for if people actually still listen to this, very good.
Oh my God, that just sounded wrong. I said I was smoking camel and I'm in Saudi Arabia. Think about it.
Hey, whatever. My God, I'm smoking weed. Weehee! I'm not actually smoking weed. He's not smoking camel, actually. He's way caught. He's mentally high of sugar. He thinks he's smoking camel, but he doesn't. Anyway, like I said, just a second. What? Code Geass, launch of the rebellion film.
Code Geass, launch of the rebellion. Film announced. Jizz in my pants. Jizz in my pants. This is one of the greatest enemies ever. It is actually comparable to Death Note. I actually prefer this over Death Note. And finally, they announced a film. God, fuck it. They announced it on the 12th of January. How slow am I?
Anyway, that's what Wake Call News is about, and that's general. What shall we talk about more? Anyway, people who are still listening to this podcast, who actually watch anime. I don't give a shit about anime. I'm sure that people watch anime more than people that we call actually are watching game news or film news or whatever. Good for you, anime fans. Akira's a good show, whatever. I don't give a shit. And hopefully they don't butcher another show. Right, Mazen?
Yes. I mean, seriously, we do not want another anime be turning into the crap that is Dragon Ball Z's film.
Or Street Fighter.
Okay, actually, with Street Fighter, you have to say which film, because
The second one.
The second one, I don't quite remember it. I think that's because it sucked.
Be thankful.
Okay.
It starred Christian Kirk, one of the hottest chicks I know. But
oh, the live action films. Okay, yeah, all the live actions were crap. But the
oh no, come on, the first one. The first one's hilarious as hell, man. The Jean-Claude Van Damme one.
I don't remember the live action ones that well.
No, the second live action one sucked ass. They put Bowser as Bowser, not Bowser. What was his name again?
Bison
as an Irish businessman. Yes, I know. Mazin is like looking at Wake Up with the kill in his eyes. He's like, I will kill that bastard. I don't think Mazin talks in an Indian accent, but whatever. Anyway, like I said, Christian Kruk is an awesome hot chick, but she involves herself into too many dead projects, and now she's off the grid. Nobody gives a shit about her, and that makes me sad because I've seen her in some movies, and I really liked her, and hopefully we got to be more movies. Anyway, what other talk? We tried to find a topic that we wanted to talk about. It was hard for us. What do you want to talk about again, Mazin?
Okay, something else I knew this thing from before, but now I know an actual date for it. Before, in 2010, they announced that they will be making Code Geass R3. They before said it will be coming out 2013. But now, I think it says here something about this summer. Yeah. Code Geass, Bakuko no Akito, coming this summer. And they also released a trailer for it. I am seriously wondering if this is going to live up to the previous two seasons of Code Geass, especially, okay, spoiler. Well, I'm not going to actually mention what it is. I'll just say because of what happened at the end of the second season, for those who have watched it. It was like the...
If people actually watched it and actually care about the show, they actually watched it, so they know your hint. All right, then. We talked about anime, and you're happy about anime, and I see shit, white shit coming closer to me. I'm gonna stay the fuck away from you. Slowly.
Anyway, we're gonna pause for just a minute so I can see the trailer.
No, dude, just watch the trailer after that, please.
Come on, man. Come get us. Dude,
I don't give a shit. I want to talk about something important to me. THQ closing down, man. It's a rumor, but I don't want it. I love THQ. I love it so much. For people who do not know what THQ is, Google it, or I'll tell you what awesome games they ever made. In the PS2 era, they made one of the best Wakeout wrestling games of all time. And they did awesome Wakeout Pixar games. But I don't remember exactly what they did, but all I remember is THQ was my favorite companies. But I remember what the game they made this generation, Darksiders, Metro. They published it. They published Saints Row the Third. It was amazing. They published Red Faction. THQ is one of those companies that have awesome projects, but they don't have a mainstream appeal to them, and they do not realize that. And somebody is coming. We will pause it for a second. Bye. Sorry for the sudden stop. Some friend just came into the room and just asked us something. Anyway, I was talking about THQ, and they have awesome projects, and they don't realize that they're spending money on projects that they will not exactly get a huge profit from it. Like for example, Saints Row the Third got so much coverage on it. I think they even got more coverage than your average. More coverage than my, I think it's the coverage was equal to Call of Duty coverage, and that was bad because Saints Row was profitable. Yes, it sold like 3-4 million, but it doesn't exactly get them as much profit for them as the, what's called Call of Duty, if you know what I'm saying. THQ should know that their projects is either way called that way called get their projects and not exactly announce them and spend money on them. Just put them on the internet and let the fans do the way called ad for them. And that's what made anime famous, and it didn't even cost the company shit, and they would get profits. I know Wake Up from my idea is kind of stupid, but I want THQ to succeed because they are one of the few companies that do not fuck customers in the ass. All right, then I'll stop here and nagging about THQ and my love for them and me trying to make love to them. Anyway, Mazen, oh come on, hey Ahmed, come here. We're doing the podcast, you know that.
Oh, right now?
Yep. Anyway, Ahmed, come here.
Wait. You go and get some fucking food and not tell us. We've been waiting here until you came so we can eat.
My brother was buying, so free food.
All right then. When you take me home, we'll buy food. Anyway, Ahmed, we're talking about.
No, you'll buy food. I already ate.
For myself. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, we're talking about general shit. He talked about what was it? No Gas or what? What the fuck is it called? No. He's talking about an anime.
Code Geass season.
Code Geass, the best
season 3 this summer.
I don't believe in it.
Anyway, and me, I was talking about THQ being closed down and all that.
Yes, Lilo Chapter Rebellion film announced.
That would be good. Looking forward to the film.
Anyway, what do you want?
OAD was announced as well.
Really? Interesting.
Anyway.
Sorry.
No. I'm saying, I just want to say to talk louder because the thing in the when we record it doesn't show. Like, look, see, the way it's called, the audio is too low. Like, for example, put the microphone next to your mouth and all that. And if people actually listen to this, sorry that for the low audio, because we only have one microphone and we have to put our mouths next to the microphone, and I don't trust my mouth.
Yeah, like a cock.
Yeah, exactly that. I don't trust my mouth next to where Maz's mouth where has been. So that's what I'm worried about. Anyway, Ahmed, I talked about...
Come on, I don't got any STDs.
What?
I don't got any STDs.
Sure, I believe you. Anyway, Ahmed, what do you want to talk about? Anyway, if you want to talk about Code Geass, talk about it.
Code Geass is the best anime I ever watched. I like the anime. It reminded me. I watched it before Death Note. And Skit just came in. Gansai Podcast.
Yeah, Gansai Podcast. All podcast. Let's tell him, Skit.
It's your podcast.
Podcast.
Let's just stop this and just talk.
The important thing is... Skit just said podcast.
Now segment 3 has started. Mazen is gone, and we have, and عندكم عبدالعزيز وأحمد. Actually, Mazen just came. Yay! Anyway, there's عبدالعزيز, Ahmed, Osama, Asim, and Mazen. And I'm gonna tell you if he wants to. Anyway, okay. Here you go, guys.
مو أنا أحمد.
ليش صار اسمه متلجي؟ لأنه. ها. Test. Okay. عشان نزعج ال viewers شوي. Sorry. صار اسمه متلجي طبعا because he was the first metalhead we know and كان بزرنجي, so it all worked well in the end. يعني
for our English speakers, بزرنجي is you don't want to know. You just don't want to know. No, shut up, don't listen to Mazen, don't listen to him.
No one can hear him.
No, people can't hear him. And Asim wants to talk about the Twisted Metal demo.
Bizranchi is pedo bear.
God damn you, Mazen! Why do you have to ruin our fun? Awesome.
Yeah, the Twisted Metal demo.
Okay.
Twisted Metal demo. طلع يوم الأربعاء. تكلم بعربي أسرع. طلع يوم الأربعاء. وبعدها على طول صار في تصليح حق سوني, فكل الناس سكت يوم ونص ما قدروا ينزلونه, واقع تلعب الحالي اهم شيء. في 8 شخصيات, التراك والدباب مدى أشياء معروفة، سيارة سريعة مرة، سيارة تموت بسرعة، شال رهية توست ميتل. أنا بس طلع أشياء أسرع وأسرع، بحيث اللي بعد في توست ميتل القديم لما ترص يسار يسار فوق يسار يسار كذا يعطيك حركات. الحين لا جاهزة، ترص يسار هذا درع فوق فريزينج.
هذا الغش
الليجل. ايوه يسار ايوه بس اعطوه زر واحد وصار تطلق على ورا اسهل، تختار سلاح تضغط سهم ورا على طول يطلق صاروخ على ورا، شيء عظيم
يا اخي. صب قهوه اللي قاعدين يشربوا
مثل قاعدين يسمعوا. قهوه تايم اصبر.
اوكي قهوه ما حد عارف انها كولا يعني.
اي ترى مو بكولا.
Translation for those who need to speak English. Twisted Metal is fucking awesome. That's all you need to know. But Ahmed, you want to see something?
Wait, should this podcast be for people who only speak English or people who only speak Arabic? Or because we need to specify our.
We can just throw it anywhere.
I don't think any girls would listen to this. Awesome. If you are a girl, send
run
me.
Run for your life.
Send me your number and we can talk. Okay, come on.
واحد يشبك
مازن
yeah مازن's the cutest around here. After عاصم.
If you're over 14 مازن's not interested.
Yeah, if you're over 14 مازن not interested. Okay, under 14. Okay, no, 15 and under مازن, 16 and above عاصم. So yeah,
fuck that, be 15 and above.
عاصم is winking.
عاصم is what? Winking. Oh, winking. Okay. As for Abdulaziz, specifically only midgets, please. Sorry, he won't date tall girls.
Hairy midgets.
Hairy, short. I'm racist as fuck. Yalla, come Abdulaziz.
Moving on from this.
Three nipples.
Three nipples, huh?
One in the head. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, now it's getting ridiculous.
Now.
Holy shit, Mazen, your voice is very loud, even though you're very far. Holy crap.
Thank you.
I wish I had that voice. No, I wish I do. Oh, actually, I wish I do. Okay.
Anyway, moving on from this disturbing segment. And chicks, send your numbers, yes. Anyway, Ahmed.
I don't think there will be any chicks.
Why not?
Just to
tell people why the audio quality sucks is because we only have one microphone. It's the Guitar Hero microphone.
Yeah, and we're very, very poor and very, very cheap and
Harry.
Send me your money. This is my number.
SCC. We're looking for sponsors.
Okay. أنا أمير ضايع في أوكرانيا. أحتاج المال.
Okay. Now let's talk about the thing we want to talk about, which are games and movies and anime and shit. So let's start with, we just talked about Twisted Metal, which is epic. Its demo had been released on this Wednesday.
Steins Gate, the battle in the end, dies. Let's watch.
What the fuck?
Okay, people, I need to go to the other.
Okay.
Okay, I was just kidding.
Yeah, now you double spoiled it.
Okay.
Ma'alena. Let's see.
Eight vehicles.
I'm looking forward for the new Naruto, actually. The new Naruto game.
It looks
really epic. They fixed up a lot of shit. You're talking a lot about Twisted Metal. Okay, طيب. Ow, my back, shit. Okay. They stop eating.
Why not?
I don't know. It's disturbing.
What food?
Okay. what else? The new Naruto, Twisted Metal.
حملوا ديمو ناروتو Twisted Metal ترى كل موجوداته كويسة جدا.
To actually give me that Coca-Cola.
Okay. Fuck.
God damn it, man! We are not telling our ass to Coca-Cola. Fuck Coca-Cola.
Fuck. Now they're gonna sue us for this.
No, fuck you, Coca-Cola. Fuck you. Sue my ass.
Okay. I'm gonna talk a little bit about the Naruto demo. It was really good. It had three fights, all of which you play with Naruto. The first fight was the old Naruto from Ultimate Ninja Storm 2. The second fight was with Sage Naruto, but he was very much improved. The gameplay was better than the previous, I think. The third Naruto, which was the most the one that caught my eyes, yani, was the most epic. Yeah, I could say it was the most epic. Yeah, they actually listened to everyone's suggestions and started making Naruto as if he was using a lot of his Kagebunshins, shadow clones. No, developer made, but the developers listened to the fans, saw what they wanted, fans. So yeah.
I'll show you the message we wrote, huh?
What message?
Show it to you.
Anywho, if you are a fan of the previous Naruto games, I urge you to download it. If you're not, just try it. You might like it. So yeah, let's move on to the next segment.
I think we're still going to talk about games. I'm not going to talk to Kim. Amjad! I think this podcast is going to be fucked up anyway.
Yeah, okay, let me introduce the group. First, there's Abdelaziz Tuajri.
Midget man.
Midget man. I'm Ahmed.
Homemade cookies.
And Mazen is the one with the very, very, very strange voice.
Hey, man.
Osama, the silent speaker. Madri Kef.
Kiss
with Sharingan eyes. That's his name. There's Asim, who is a twisted metal maniac. Metalji, who's the British speaking guy. Last but not least, Amjad. I'm not gonna say anything about Amjad, but Amjad.
We love you, Amjad! Anyway, just for advice for people in video games in general, download the Darkness 2 demo, you won't regret it.
Was it good? I didn't play it yet.
It's fucking amazing.
Really? Okay. Amjad, would you like to say a few words?
About a few words.
Yes.
About anything, movies, food, anime.
Any game, any recent game came out or demo came out that you want to talk about? Yeah, any porn.
يعني شوف.
You
have to يعني go through what I feel. تمام؟ عشان
why did it start sipping?
Stripping?
ما علينا يلا continue.
خلاص يعني
Here's
إذا كان عندك كلاس يا طيب
okay okay so Darkness 2, what did you like about the demo?
Yeah.
Don't just say, oh, it was epic, like, awesome. No, tell us the graphics, the gameplay.
No. I want to say the obvious thing from when you see videos, but I don't want to ruin the demo for people because it's...
I just ruined it.
No, you're ruining it, fine. But I don't want to ruin it. The graphics is cel-shaded, it's cool cel-shaded. Not Naruto cel-shaded, not gay cel-shaded like Naruto. No. It's my time to talk.
Okay. Naruto is gay. We all know that Naruto is gay for Sasuke and Sasuke is gay for Naruto, but the game is epic. So yeah, and the anime is good.
Ahmed, please don't tell me you made the Yuri for Naruto and Sasuke.
Yuri? No.
Yuri, I'm a fan of Yaoi. No.
Yaoi.
Even though you just called two gay men Yuri, so
if you're a fan of two gay men.
Nah, I'm a fan of.
It's your decision.
Nah, I'm a fan of two gay men. Why not? Why not? Why? What's wrong with being gay? What's wrong?
Okay. He just went really dramatic and now he's crying. Awesome.
Twisted متى فيها طيارة. Okay. تعرف كيف الطيارة؟ وخر 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 وخر. Okay. كل الناس قاعد تطقون في الشارع. الان فوق. سبيشل حقها طبعا كل فيكو فيه سبيشلين. هذا شيء عظيم. خليك ما تزهق. في الديمو نفسه فيه 8 فيكلز. في تراك، في دباب، في الديث واجن
نزلت اللعبة ولا لا
تنزل فالنتاين داي طبعا ماي فيفرت كاركتر فروم ناو از دولز
فور ذوز هو ار فور ايفر الون اون فالنتاين ذيرز اولويز جست ان ميدل
اند سمثينج ايلس
اولسو عزيز وين نوت كول عزيز
اند انجري بيردز ما ادري وين انجري بيردز بيطلعون شيء في فالنتاين داي ليش
اوكي باخذ راي شخص مهم جدا كيس ما هو الكيس
It's a bag.
No answer for that question.
Okay.
Don't try even to answer it.
Yeah, don't even try to answer. Let's see, that's about games. This is, of course, the first podcast we make. What else? No.
There are no new movies, no shows.
I'm looking forward for Community to re-air, actually. It was almost cancelled, I think. I'm not sure.
Cancelled? Why?
Okay.
He was just eating the microphone.
Yeah.
Just finished.
The Walking Dead will re-air.
Re-air on November, man. Season 2 just finished.
Not on November, no. I think either this month or March. Yeah, there's a countdown.
Right. They cut off the season two parts.
Yeah, they cut off season two to two parts. Other than that, yeah, I like The Walking Dead because I like zombies in general.
So you know what I can't wait for? Breaking Bad.
The Last of Us. That's what I can't wait for. Okay, Mazen just he has a crush on the little girl. See? 15 and lower, please contact Mazen Shaba. Oh, okay. I'm not going to say his full name.
Nah.
FBI, please don't put him on a watch list. Please.
Hey, it's okay. People marry 13-year-olds all the time. An 80-year-old? Holy shit. Married a 13-year-old legally.
Actually,
no. Hey,
it was a 12-year-old.
Oh, right. Okay.
He forgot what to do. She doesn't know what to do. Say it again.
She don't know what to do. He forgot what to do.
Okay. Yeah, The Last of Us. I'm really looking forward for what Naughty Dog is gonna do. No. Not Uncharted 4. No, I'm sick of Uncharted. It's a good game, but I mean, come on.
Die, you blasphemous!
How many sequels are they gonna make?
Hey. Naughty Dog always has this tradition. Crash 1, Crash 2, Crash 3, Crash Racing. Jack 1, Jack 2, Jack 2, Jack 3, Jack Racing. Yes, Uncharted. Oh my god. Yes. I was looking for that pun. I'm like, what was the pun for it? Uncharted. Yes. I'm waiting for Uncharted the cart. Uncharted.
Okay. No.
No. With the monsters from Uncharted 1 and 2 and 3.
Monsters from Uncharted. Okay. Okay, now I'm confused. What was I saying? Ah, The Last of Us. I'm really looking forward for what Naughty Dog is going to do. Really?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't see them yet.
They aren't as good as the CGI trailer.
Oh. Yeah, the trailer was epic.
Yep.
What else? Okay. Let's see. Metalji is sleeping. Or looks sleepy. He looks like he has a headache. He's thinking about his girlfriend, maybe. Oh, porn, okay. Bored. Why do I keep thinking about porn? What the fuck?
No, you're right. I told you I was thinking about porn.
Maybe you're masturbating right now. What? Okay. Let's change the subject. Let's change the subject.
For the love of God, take your hands off your pants.
Okay, you're very loud even though you're not very close to the microphone. That's just weird.
This is why no chick will
Yeah, this is exactly why no chick will hear us. Unless she thinks this is kinky, what the fuck? okay. So you watch Futanari? That's interesting. Awesome. Anything else you want to share?
I love cookies.
You love cookies. Okay, good. We all love cookies.
That's the name of the stripper next to Rashidma.
Oh, I know her. Yeah, she's a really, really nice lady. She has like four kids.
I don't think she's a lady.
Oh crap! Okay.
Of course, we're joking. Please, Saudi, please don't catch us. There are no stripper next to Rajma.
Only three. Okay, I'm ending this. Who wants to take the mic?
Not me.
No politics.
Okay, no one. Let's talk about anime. So
no,
some.
No, fuck that. I'll take the microphone.
Stein Gates.
No, goddammit, we're not talking about anime again.
I'm not gonna spoil. I'm not gonna spoil, no one is gonna spoil. Talk to us about the anime, the graphics. How is it? Good, bad?
Few graphics Blu-ray, yani kweis.
The graphics! Ay graphics, ay
batir. The artwork.
The artwork.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
شوف طيب
تو طلع ماله سنتين
Okay, Metal G's voice isn't heard. He says don't spoil. We're not spoiling. Okay.
My mission is to find this show and spoil it for everybody.
As you know, Abdulaziz is not an anime fan. He's just a comic-based nerd.
Not really comics, just games and movies. And
games and movies and shit. And comics. Awesome is somewhat a mixture of... He likes Swedish pop. That's all I know.
I remember watching that awesome dressed up in a fucking thong. It was disgusting. He was dancing to a K-pop song.
No, no.
It was one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen in my life.
You were there?
Okay. Oh shit! Amjad just came in with a pipe.
Shit is gonna go down, man.
Okay, let's talk more about...
55 minutes of bullshit.
Really? 55? We went 55? Holy crap.
No, would you... What?
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let's talk about all the new shit.
There is no new shit.
You just fucked up Mazen's bed.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you are fucking Mazen's bed. Yeah.
Mazen, why did you allow him to eat in your bed?
Correct English, on his bed.
Okay, on his bed?
Because he's going to clean it afterwards. If not, I'm going to fuck him.
Good, I'll be looking for it. Stop laughing, damn it. It scared the viewers. it's amusing, but it's scary. I started playing LOL recently. I like the game very much.
No, don't talk about LOL.
LOL is awesome.
Anime awesome is on.
LOL is awesome. That's it. No, not awesome. Awesome. I don't... anyways. I started playing with Cho'Gath, for anyone who plays LOL. A great character. Tank, AP, whatever. No one started talking, so I'll start talking about LOL. So fuck you all. not the fans, the people that are with me.
Fuck MMOs. Fuck them.
That's your opinion.
That's not my opinion, that's a fact. Anybody who plays MMOs is a fag. Fuck you, World of Warcraft fans. Fuck you.
Okay, we just lost 50% of our viewers now.
So we lost one fan?
Okay. What about BlizzCon? Who heard about it being canceled?
I heard about it.
Yeah, that's.
They said they're gonna focus on Diablo 3, and the new Titan project.
Even though I think it's bullcrap how they just canceled BlizzCon. I mean,
dude, this shit takes months to prepare, like millions to do. Fucking hell! I mean, because if they're gonna finish, for love of God, finish the games. I think Memento Diablo was announced. Fuck it, 2009.
Diablo?
4 years, right? Or 3 years. Oh, 3 years. Okay, Mazen would like to speak now.
Anybody wants beef jerky?
Okay, I shouldn't have...
That's weird!
I shouldn't have gave you this mic. Let's see.
By the way, that's actual beef jerky, not his penis.
Pepperoni.
Yes, I like the mic. I like holding. A mic's like me. Okay, that Amjad with the pipe wants to talk.
The pipe wants to talk.
Oh, he just ran off.
Okay. Let's see. What's bad? Should I speak in Arabic?
Dude.
Oh, wig. Okay, عموما حنا اصلا طلاب من جامعة البترول.
خاين 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 خاين
That's all I hear. احنا طلاب من جامعة البترول who are originally geeks. No, Mazen. Well, let me finish. Let me finish. Good, Mazen. I'll give it to you soon. Good, Mazen. Okay. We're from KFEPM, جامعة البترول. It's the best universe.
After Mazen, an hour of talking bullshit, you're going to do this?
Mazen is holding a gun to my head. Okay, sorry, Mazen, take the mic.
All I hear is...
Okay, fuck that shit. Sorry.
That's what terrorists sound like. Right?
For the one viewer left who's listening to this, I am very sorry. The other viewer left because of the Blizzard thing, or the Warcraft thing. So now we just
well,
have
fuck that asshole. We don't need him.
If the only viewer is a chick, send me your number.
If the only viewer is a chick, really?
Dude.
Man, you're that desperate.
Dude.
Oh wait, I just asked for numbers, man. I know.
Jigglypuff.
Singing. We don't want them sleeping now.
No, correction. We don't want him slash her sleeping.
We don't want him. No, I'm sure it's a him. We don't want
him. Okay, fine. You don't want him dash her sleeping.
It's only one. Yeah, talk to him, Ali.
Okay. Hey, what's up, you? How was your day?
كيف الامتحانات؟
كيف الامتحانات؟ سكرنا. Now he's gone. Now we're talking with ourselves.
Seriously.
Vibe with blue hair.
Seriously.
You don't need to.
People. We are not high.
He's lying. We just smoke a bunch of weed.
Only one of us is high.
The one with the blue hair.
The one with the blue hair and the pipe. Blue hair and pipe.
Come on.
And the Hawaiian t-shirt. Oh shit.
No. Yeah, they can. They can, man. It's the best, man.
Okay.
You're too excited. what's that? A boner.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
No boner. No boner jokes. So, yeah. We should finish in 31 minutes. No. 30 minutes. Why? It's 1 hour?
That's one hour, 10 minutes. We don't want to take long. Besides, that one last viewer doesn't want to get his brain blown from.
I think he's gone already, so we're just talking to ourselves right now.
So aren't we already talking to ourselves? This is just a recording.
So
deja vu.
So guys, want to order pizza? No? Okay.
No, I just hey, what do you want? Pepperoni? Okay.
No, I'm talking to you guys.
Dude, the other guy, what? You don't want to, do you want to ask him for
Just for a note, pepperoni here is beef, not pork.
He just left, I'm sure of it. No one is listening to this.
Okay. Well, because no one's actually listening to this, because we're just recording it right now. Inception.
I hate Inception.
How dare you? Blasphemy!
Oh,
blasphemy!
Shit. Okay, sorry.
Did you understand Inception?
I liked it, but I hate... I like the movie, sorry, but I like the movie, but I hate the act of Inception. No, I don't know. Sorry.
What's wrong with the act of Inception? Stealing ideas from the brains of people is a totally humane thing to do. Why not? Steal it from people.
I mean, Mac already sold a bunch of ideas from a bunch of companies.
Holy crap, Mazen. That is Abdaziz's voice. That is your voice. Look at
this. Awesome!
Holy shit. Okay, Mazen has an awesome voice, I guess.
He has a really loud voice.
You at this distance didn't... Okay, خلاص. Let's end this.
أنا زهقت. No.
Before we leave, a segment me and Ahmed making out.
Okay, me and... Okay, shit, no.
Sound effect by Mazen.
No. I was joking. Fucking hell, Mazen. Ah.
Make the voice you always make, the hentai bit voice.
No!
I do not know how to reenact it just like that.
Someone touch his crotch or ass.
No, fucking no!
No! I just got too excited about the crotch. The fire in his eyes. I can't see it!
Okay. Yeah, by now we have -1 viewers. Congrats, everyone.
We actually got to a negative.
Yeah.
Something
that's
impossible.
Yay.
No.
Do you know how we got to -1? That person who was
Dude,
still there,
impossible.
He killed
invisible.
Himself.
Row, fight the power.
You go, girl. I don't know.
Gurren Lagann.
Yeah, I know it's Gurren Lagann.
No.
Wait, Akta? Akta. Akta, sir.
Okay. Who heard about... High School DxD.
What's High School DxD?
Oh, a new anime. I just started this, this season. But I haven't read anything or seen it yet.
It's fucking.
Itchy. I'm now scared of Amjad.
No. So I think it'll be your new favorite. Similar to High School of the Dead?
No zombies, I don't think. I'm not sure.
No, it's then not my favorite anime. I really? وقفت عشان تقول صوت مازن مو بزين؟ Really?
Yeah.
You wanted to change the subject.
He likes Mazin.
Can I talk if it's good in Moya Mahalo?
Holy crap.
Wait, water's not blue? Fuck.
See?
Isn't it purple?
No, that's my piss right now.
Oh my god. I drank Mazin's piss. Fuck.
Mataji, no one can hear you now.
I think Mazin is confusing between piss and the other thing.
No, seriously, the medication that I'm on is making my piss brown.
Yeah, that's very interesting information. Let's just cut it off. Let's just fucking cut it off. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening, and let this be just 1 hour and 5 minutes. Let's wait for 30 seconds.
Beware.
Wait. It's the waiting.
Did you hear something?
Wait, we should wait for 25 minutes. Seconds.
Oh,
20 seconds. Oh, wait, no, 30 seconds now. Oh. Dun 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 dun. Holy crap, he just pulled out his eye. Malena. Dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun.
Shut up.
Okay. Thank you for listening and goodbye.